702 GM celebrating 75 years in KC and giving you a chance to win $1,000 in free fall cash. I have Carol Graves here with me as Southland Progress has a registration to vote happening, or voter registration happening tomorrow. How you doing, Carol?
Listen, I'm doing great. I'm excited. Even though it might be raining tomorrow, my spirits are high. Looking forward to some people coming out to vote, register to vote.
Yes, we got to get people registered to vote. Of course, I know November 4th, we got a special election coming up then, but people just need to be registered, period. Tell everybody, Carol, why people need to be registered to vote, especially during this season.
It's a right and a privilege to be able to vote. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes many people feel like, well, why should I vote? It doesn't matter. My vote doesn't make a difference. But that's not true. And one of the things that I think people need to know is their vote counts more in the general election when you're voting for your mayor or your governor, in those local races that we have. And it's just important for us to come out and vote. You know, right now we're dealing with the congressional Representative Cleaver and them, you know, taking away parts of the city.
To redistricting on that. Yeah.
In order to sign that petition, you have to be a registered voter. Mm-hmm. So it really does make a difference, not just with that, but many other things that have been coming along our way this past year. It's very, very important for us to come together and exercise our right to vote. And out in South Kansas City or the Hickman Mills area, it's been over 15 or 16 years before we've had a voter registration out in this area.
Wow.
So we wanted to make sure that we were able to meet the needs of the community. And of course, anybody can come and register to vote. You don't have to be out in South Kansas City. We want anybody that is not registered to come out and vote tomorrow.
No doubt.
To vote.
Yeah, so Carol, tell everybody where the voter registration will take place at and what time.
Okay, it's going to be at St. Luke's United Methodist Church. It's on Bannister and James A. Reed Road, 95th. It's right on the corner. And it's going to be from 10 to 1. If it does rain, we'll just come in and be in the lobby. So we will be there and there'll be signs and there'll be people out there to direct perspective voters.
Yes. So. And do they need to bring anything, Carol?
No. Well, you need to make sure you have some ID or like a light bill, phone bill or something like that, you know, with your address on it. If you have any questions, we'll have people out there to help you. But yeah, if you don't have your ID, you need to bring some form of a light bill, gas bill, that type of thing.
Yes. And most importantly, make sure you get registered to vote. And you can do that coming up tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Luke's United Methodist Church, 9420 James A. Reed Road here in KC Mo. Carol, anything else you want to add?
No, I'm just looking forward to people coming out and looking forward to a lot of people registering to vote. I just think it's just something that we really need to do. And, you know, if we look back on history, we'll see that many, many years ago, in order to vote, you needed to pay a poll tax. I know it sounds unbelievable, or count the number of jelly beans in a...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's been a long time since I've seen that, yeah.
You know, it's hard to believe, but that actually happened. So now you can come out and register to vote. You don't need to count anything. You don't need to pay anything. You just need to come. And right now, I do want to share this important point. The 1965 Voting Rights Act, the Supreme Court right now is looking at a series of things to try to change that. And I don't know if that's because of the people in the party right now, but they're going to be making some changes. So it sounds like it might be unbelievable, but there are a lot of things that have been going on in this country that are unbelievable.
Yes.
That we never thought would happen.
Yes.
So I really think it's important for people to take this seriously, because you never know what might happen. So
no doubt. Well, Carol, we're going to do our best to get people out there to St. Luke's United Methodist Church to get registered to vote tomorrow. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you. Have a great day. It's almost over for me.